The Lord be with you. So Grace and I were driving into work. You know, you change the channels on the radio dial, and we went over to 105.7 to see what Delilah had to play. Delilah. Anyways, it was Christmas music, which is crazy. No. Thanksgiving hasn't happened yet. Not yet. But what's not crazy is it's time for Operation Christmas Child, the Christmas boxes. We do these early so that they can be delivered to children. You can pick up boxes either at your residence hall or at the SUD. And I just figured out what the SUD was, the Student Union Desk. So you can pick those up there, fill them up, and then on November 22nd in Martha Miller, there will be a, hey, it's been a long week. There will be a packing party. And then a couple other announcements just for the guys. Ladies, you can listen in. First of all, there is immersion trip signups. Guys, sign up. You can sign up at grow.hope.edu. And then the second thing is this. There is, for freshmen and sophomore guys, tonight at 5 at the Keppel House, there's an information dinner for the Emmaus Scholars. There will be pizza, and there will also be former Emmaus Scholars speaking about what this program has meant to them. I want you guys to show up either to this dinner or on an immersion trip, because when we speak about wanting God to be active in our lives, sometimes we have to put ourselves in positions where God can do things. So sign up or come to the dinner. I'd love to see you there. Now hear the word of the Lord as it comes to us from the book of Acts. Now as Peter went here and there among all the believers, he went down also to the saints living in Lydda. There, he found a man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden for 8 years because he was paralyzed. Peter said to Aeneas, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed." And immediately he got up, and all the residents of Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. This passage calls to mind something the psalmist once said. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Peter, the person who had denied Christ not once, but three times, and then is invited back into the fold, who has received forgiveness, then goes to Aeneas and speaks the name of Christ. "Jesus Christ heals you." And then there's Aeneas, the man who's healed, who stands up and goes and shows himself, and we can assume speaks to all the residents of Lydda and Sharon, which is essentially, Sharon is the valley that Lydda, a city, was in. So essentially, like Holland and West Michigan. "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." They show the works of the Lord. They speak and name Christ. And then all the residents turn to the Lord. There's this idea and calling in the psalm that's picked up here in Acts that when we receive grace, or when we see God do something out of the ordinary, we need to say so. Grace and I had the opportunity when we were in seminary to travel down to Chiapas, Mexico. Chiapas is part of the southern part of the country, and there's a large indigenous Mayan population. We were there with two missionaries, Vern and Carla Sturck, who were retired but had spent 40 years of their life down there. We followed them to the villages where they had lived for a decade, learning the language. We saw the places where they helped to translate the Bible into Tzotzil, the indigenous Mayan language. We got to see the places they lived and work. It was a great eye-opening opportunity for us. But what was really cool and what stuck out for us was over and over, there would be stories of groups of people coming to faith because of a man who over and over doctors said would not be healed, would be healed. And he would proclaim that Christ had healed him. He had been redeemed and he said so. And then the people came to faith. Or doctors who not only worked with penicillin, which God does work through, but also prayed. And when their patients were healed, prayed with them, giving thanks to the Lord. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We speak. When we see God do something out of the ordinary or miraculous, we speak. We bear witness to what God has done, and people see the power of that. But sometimes we don't want to say so. There are times when I read passages like this, the healing of Aeneas, and it doesn't stir up in me a sense of joy and excitement. It actually can give a sinking feeling. Why Aeneas? I mean, Aeneas doesn't do anything. Peter just shows up. Peter sees him and then says, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed." Aeneas hadn't done anything in the story. He just gets up. Why Aeneas? Why this can be hard is the question lurking behind it. Why does God answer only some prayers for healing? Why does God heal Aeneas, but maybe not our sister? Or why does God heal Aeneas, but not the uncle with cancer? Or why does God heal Aeneas, but not my friend who, because of his diagnosis, isn't going to be able to see his two children grow up? Why Aeneas, but not all the other people we pray for? Why does God answer only some prayers for healing? Honestly, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm quite wary of those who claim that they do know. I don't know why God answers some prayers, but I do know this, that there will be a day when God will say to all of us the words that were spoken to Aeneas: "Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed." And on that day, we will be like Christ on Easter morning, who got up out of the grave, folded his burial shroud, and set it on the bed because he no longer had need for it, because there is no more death. And on that day, we will not be wondering, why Aeneas? We will see that Christ has redeemed all of us, that Christ has forgiven our iniquities, and that he has healed our diseases. On that day, there will be no more pain or suffering. And on that day, there will be no more need for tears because Christ has redeemed all things. I don't know why right now all of our prayers for healing aren't answered, but I do know that Christ is not ignoring our prayers, that God is not standing off, not caring. But there will be a day when in Jesus Christ, all things are made well. I don't know why not now, but there will be a day when we will be able to stand next to Aeneas and say so, that we have been redeemed in Christ, that all of our problems have been set right, that all of our tears have been wiped away, when we will be able to join with the psalmist who says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." He forgives all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. He redeems your life from the pit. God mourns with us in our suffering. And there will be a day when we will all hear the good, comforting words of, "Get up. Jesus Christ heals you." In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.